Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
When God speaks, you know, Job's friends showed up. His friends were there. And in fact, Job chapter 4 all the way to chapter 37, his friends are talking. And I can be honest with you. I know what it's like when we are loving our friends and we want to give input. I know what I'm like when my friends are going through a hard time and life is rough for them. And I want to give them advice. And sometimes their advice is good. And sometimes their advice is not helpful. But you know what I can honestly say? That for those of us who are striving to be like Jesus, God will speak. God will communicate. And we're going to talk about how God communicates. But let's right now go into the book of Job. In Job chapter 38, Job was questioning God. Job had things on his heart. And in chapter 38, in verse 1, then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. You know, when I was younger in the faith, I would read that, and I'm like, man, that Job was questioning God. He was trying to figure some stuff out. And God said, wait a minute, I have something I need to say. But I'll be honest with you, the more I live, the more challenges I experience, I realize that there's another perspective, another way to look at this. See, one commentary said God basically rebuked Job for questioning. And another commentary says something that's good. This is from the Enduring Word. God said, Job, I am here. God said, now I'm going to speak. And can you imagine what Job must have felt? That finally, God says, I hadn't forgotten about you. I am going to speak. And in fact, I'm going to remind you of who I am. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what was footing set? Or who laid his cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? In verse 8, who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds his garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set the doors and bars in place? When I said, this far you may come and no further? Here is where your proud ways halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the vast expanse of the earth? Tell me, if you know all this, what is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to your places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you are already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouse of the snow or seen the storehouse of hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm? To water a land where no man lives, a desert with no one in it, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and to make it sprout with grass. Wow. God was saying, Job, I haven't forgotten you, and I don't want you to forget who I am. And there are times in our lives where we will be reminded by God of who he is. And like I said earlier, God speaks to us in different ways. You know, there are times that God will speak through nature. There are times that God will speak through other people. And there are times when God will speak through his word. Scriptures say, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates deep, dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. Hebrews chapter 4, 12 and 13, everything is laid bare to the him to whom we must give account. If we are trying to live to please God, we have to prepare ourselves to have those Job moments. What I mean is everything can be going great. We can be on top of the world and we're happy and we're enjoying life. And out of the blue, life seems to fall apart. I've been in this fight a while and I can tell you, I've had some Job moments. You know, I can remember back in 2004 when we were in the 2003 leaving New York City and trying to start over and not knowing exactly where we were going to end up. But I was so grateful because my amazing wife was so spiritual through it all. And you know, brothers, thank the Lord if you got a spiritual woman in your life. And if you're single, you want to look for a woman who loves God and loves her Bible. You don't want Mrs. Job. You want someone who's going to be spiritual. See, it got to be pretty tough. Life got to be challenging. We were back there in Tallahassee, Florida, and I'll be honest with you, there were so many days I would drive around that little town and just wonder, God, what's the plan? What are you doing? What's going on? And I can remember there are times I was just saying, God, just show up. Please show up. And I got back in the Bible. You know what Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 says? Do not worry. Do not worry about your life, about what you're going to eat or about what you're going to wear. Hey, are you not more important than clothes? And if God takes care of the birds, truly he can feed you. And it talks about, look at the lilies of the field. Solomon, all his splendor was not dressed like one of them. God says, I know what I'm doing. This is what I need you to do. Seek first my kingdom. That's what Matthew 6 says, 33 says. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Everything else will take care of itself. And I know what it's like when you feel like you don't have the energy, the desire, or even the faith to do what is right, but you push through. And I'm so glad we did, because it was during that time I got an opportunity to meet a young man named Angel Maldonado. And Angel Maldonado had a passion to become an evangelist in the Lord's church. And my wife got a chance to meet Christina Ruffin. And Christina was passionate about God. And here we are years later, about 15 years later, and God has used the Maldonados powerfully. Hundreds of lives have been transformed. See, God knew what he was doing in Sean and my life. He knew what he was doing. He had a plan. I didn't know what the plan was, but I tell you this, God said, seek first my kingdom. Don't worry about all this other stuff. Just do what I need for you to do. Now, I wish I could say you only go through one test in life and you only have one Job moment and then you're good. I can remember there were some dark days in the ministry. There was a period of time people were walking away. People's faith was shattered. We were going through church hurt. Everybody was struggling. And it's like, God, what are we going to do? And you know, the beauty of it is God spoke again. And you know what God said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, for I know in all things God works for the good of those who loved him, who have been called according to his purpose, not to my purpose, your purpose, or what we would like to be our purpose. God said, for I know in all things I'm working. I am doing something. I'm working for your good. And let me tell you, when you don't know who is going to come to church or if people want to be around, when you are in that deep, dark pit, you have to go back to the Word of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 is a scripture I give out to Christians all the time. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I made a decision at 21 years old. I said, Jesus is Lord. And I meant it. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop. God, you say, don't become weary in doing good. I'm struggling with weariness. I'm trying to hold on. And you know what God did? God spoke. God spoke through a man named Jim Linehan in the Northview Church. God used Jim. God used that body of believers to say, keep going. We got you. We believe in you. And you know, sometimes when you just hear that encouraging voice and you realize you're not alone. You're not alone. That there are more brothers and sisters in this fight. But, you know, God spoke through his word first. You know, during that time period, we were looking for a place to meet for church. I'm like, God, I need you to come through because I don't know what the plan is, but I believe you have a plan. And, you know, there's a scripture over in the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you help his people and continue to help them. God showed up again and said, listen, I'm not unjust. People will forget. Family will forget. Friends will forget. Even church members will forget. God says, I'm not unjust. I will not forget how you have served and loved people. God used a man that you all know as Dr. Jones. To me, he's Tim Jones. This is how God worked. 30 years ago, when Tim was about 17 years old, I studied the Bible with him at Florida State. Here we are. 2015, Dr. Timothy Jones opens up his school so we can have church there. God is not unjust. God will not forget. And then when I decided, you know, I want to go ahead and pursue this doctorate degree, you know, it's been a lifelong dream and passion of mine to finish up grad school. My mentor was Dr. Timothy Jones, the same Tim Jones that I helped at 17. Here I am years later, and he's helping me. He mentored me through. See, God will speak. And I want to serve. And I know it's hard. I know when you're going through difficulties, one of the most challenging things to do is to hold on and to believe it's going to get better. But, you know, when we finish out the book of Job, it's really inspiring what happens, because over in Job chapter 42, in verse 10, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. Hold up. Hold up. God stripped Job, took everything away, broke him down, but he didn't leave him there. In fact, the Bible says he was blessed even more. And I can attest to this. God has done more in my life these last few years than I saw in the first part of my walk with him. If you are struggling in your faith and you don't know if you're going to make it, I want to encourage you to hang on. God's not done yet. I want to encourage you to persevere. I want to encourage you to trust the word of God. I want to encourage you to get back into your Bible and let God speak to you. And don't let him just speak, but try to put it into practice. See, Job's life was blessed because Job persevered to the end. To my young Christians, I would love to say that being a disciple of Jesus Christ is rainbows and lollipops. That, man, everything's going to go your way. It's going to be smooth sailing. You're going to have the time of your life. But there will be times in your life you'll be like, what happened? God, where are you? And I want you to know he will speak to you if you will allow him to. Always go back to his word. And for those who are older in the faith, it's not over. It's not over yet. As we take communion, I want us to think about Jesus. As we take communion, I want us to think about how Jesus went through the same experience Job went through. But even more, because he sacrificed his life. He died so that we could live. You know, the bread represents the body that was broken, and the fruit of the vine represents the blood that was shed. God did not abandon Jesus to the grave. He raised him up, and now Jesus sits at the right hand of God. What does that mean? God does not abandon his people. Life has been tough. 2020 has been challenging, but I believe there are some moments that if we will embrace it, we will walk out of this with some incredible lessons learned. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we love you. And God, at times it is challenging. It is challenging to keep the faith. It is difficult to believe that you will come through. But God, we want to thank you so much for biblical examples like Job. Thank you so much for biblical examples like Jesus, that no matter what happened, God, they did what they needed to do, and you did what you needed to do. I pray we can be men and women who will listen to you, listen to your word. Bless this bread that represents the body that was broken, fruit of the vine that represents the blood that was shed. And we ask these prayers in your son's name. Amen. We want to thank you so much for being a part of our worship service today. And if there's anything I said that may have awakened something in you and you want to study the Bible, reach out to us. We would love to study the Bible with you. If you're a brother or sister not doing well in your faith, today is a good day to repent. Reach out to us. Reach out to someone and let them know what you're going through. But most of all, reach out to God. Pray that we will have a productive week. I pray that we will continue to grow, continue to allow God to mold us. See you soon. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.